In the health center tonight, the U.S. birth rate is down again. Many predicted that we would see a spike in new births with so many people staying home last year due to the pandemic. But new data from the CDC shows just the opposite is happening. News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu joins us live tonight with the numbers and also some reaction. Hey, Nancy.
Hello there, Marnie. It wasn't just the pandemic year. According to the CDC, the U.S. birth rate has been on the decline for six straight years now. Experts on demographics say there is some reason for concern. While business is fairly steady at baby stores these days, there are fewer parents stopping in because there are simply fewer parents.
I have to say, I wouldn't wish anyone to have a baby during the pandemic. It was stressful and not the best experience.
Six-month-old Willa is among a smaller pool of babies to arrive last year. New CDC numbers show the U.S. birth rate hit a 42-year low in 2020 with just over 3.6 million births. That is down 4% from 2019.
This is a bigger decline than we would have expected, which suggests to me that people are very concerned about their future and whether or not they can feel confident enough to make a commitment that is having kids. You know, having kids is an 18-year, 25-year, really forever commitment.
The birth rate is the lowest it's been since 1979, and it bottomed out in December when babies conceived at the start of the pandemic would have been born. The postponement of parenthood has already spilled into 2021.
A lot of my patients are coming requesting and desiring a delay in their pregnancies and using more long-term contraception.
While the pandemic and economic uncertainty are big factors in the lower birth rate, sociologists also point to a sharp drop in teenage pregnancies as millions switched to remote learning last year. Another factor, women who were on fertility treatments had procedures canceled and postponed due to the pandemic. The CDC also notes a continued decline in unplanned pregnancies in all age groups.
A lot of people want to have a smaller population. I think that will help the globe if we have reduced population. But we need people in all age groups in order to keep the society working.
Demographics expert Dowell Myers says a smaller American population could mean societal issues down the road due to fewer taxpayers. But some believe workforce issues will work themselves out.
We can adapt to those things. There are going to be economic changes in terms of what our economy needs as we move to increasing automation, for instance, for some things. Do we actually need as many workers in the future, perhaps?
The situation has expectant parents like Lorianne Durana and her husband feeling a sense of duty for humankind.
We're having twins, so it's times two. Yeah.
In about half of all states, CDC stats showed more deaths than births last year. Now, the lower birth rate also means a rapidly aging American population. We're live in Torrance, California tonight. Nancy Liu, News Nation.
Well, that one lady in, where was that, nine babies?
Oh, right.
More people having that many babies. Yeah. few of those, and we'd be all caught up.
But we heard about this. It was supposed to be the boom, right? The pandemic. Everyone's home, and
that's what I thought. Yeah. A lot of factors to consider, right? But I love it. The one lady, have a baby during the pandemic. I don't recommend it.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Admired your honesty.